Bank of Cardiff, this is Jo.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with Jill.
Oh, is this Kimberly?
Yes.
Oh, hi. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm glad I was able to finally get you. So I'm just looking to process your application right now, but I just want to go over a few things. So what we like to do at Bank of Cardiff is we just want to make sure that you understand, kind of have a good idea of what we can offer you after we process your application. So that way there's, you know, we don't waste your time, and also there's no surprises at the end of everything, which
right.
I know a lot of people, you know, end up doing. So going over your file here, I know you have a current balance here right now with OnDeck. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it's about 50,000 right now? Or is it 50?
Yeah, it should be a little under 50 right now.
A little
yeah.
under 50. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
it
good.
Was 51 at the time, but there's been like a few payments processed. So.
I see. Okay. And it looks like it's about a 12-month term. And you started it in, I think it was like mid or end of
July.
July,
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you only have about 2-3 months on that. Okay. And then also looks like your gross annual sales here based on your tax return is around 400,000. Is that correct?
Right.
Under 400.
Mm-hmm. It was a little under 4, and this year we're looking at a little over 5. So
a little over
right 5. Right now, we're already at the 400,000 mark. So.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing differently this year that's helping you grow?
We just got into a better location this year. And
oh.
just, you know, the exposure that we've had so far, it's just, yeah.
Nice.
So.
Are you closer to, like, schools and other, like, neighbors?
No, we're right off the highway, which is nice because a lot of our clientele comes from Travelers, so it's
oh,
easy on and off the highway for people, which is good. We're right off I-10, so.
Oh, okay, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so the one thing that we look at first is we try to get you a payoff loan. Which basically means
right.
you pay off the on deck and get you additional capital on top. At this point, based on the gross sales and the balance that you have, your balance right now
mm-hmm.
is too high to do the payoff loan. Is that okay with you right now?
Yeah, no, I was just, you know, I figured it'd probably be too
yeah.
high, but we
mm-hmm.
just thought we'd give it a shot and see.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay, I'll still try for that first, and then if not, at least I know that you're okay with getting kind of like a bridge loan, like a smaller amount for you to, you know, kickstart your project.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
okay.
that's fine.
Okay. And for a second position loan, we can usually ballpark get about 20 on the lower range, and the high range about 50,000. How much
okay.
can you, how much do you need as your first installment to get your, to start the new project?
Well, we were looking at around 70,000 because we got to buy the building.
Oh,
and then we were going to
okay.
use the rest for improvements. So.
Okay. How much does it cost to buy the building?
Well, he's wanting 65 for it.
Oh, okay. And
yeah.
do you have to pay all that at one time?
Well, we'd like to, because if we have to do payments, then he wants to do, it's not through a bank, it's through a private owner.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, the interest rate's going to be higher if we don't pay him, you know, one lump sum.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because what we can do is I'll try to get you the 65 or as close as possible to that as possible.
Mm-hmm.
what we can do is I can do a shorter term loan for you. So what that means
right.
is basically you're able to access more cash faster because you'll be
gotcha.
Closer to your renewal date sooner. So give you a comparison for on deck, the one you have right now, you would have to wait 6 months in order to do a renewal with them.
Right.
Because you have to get 50%. So if I just start you off on a maybe like a 4 month or a 6 month term, that way in 2 months or 3 months you're able to do a renewal with us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we looking as far back as like a payback about mm-hmm. on that short of a loan term? I mean, what are we looking at per day?
I haven't run numbers for that yet. I'm still in the process of processing everything right now. But just want to get a better idea of what we're looking at and what we're working with right now first. So after we get off the phone right now, I will process everything. And we'll be able to reach out to you maybe even end of today or possibly tomorrow with the total payback, term length, things like that with you.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. And then also, I know you're using the capital to do the expansion to buy the building next door. Do you need any equipment financing?
For
the booths or tables?
Yeah. Do you guys do that too?
Yeah, we do actually. And with that, let me see here.
Let me ask another question too.
Sure.
Do you guys report to the credit bureaus?
Like your personal?
Well, like for the business, like do you because like with OnDeck, they report to all three credit bureaus. So we take out the loan, it shows up on our business credit, and then it shows that we've paid it off. So that gives us builds our business credit.
Uh huh. So yeah. So this loan itself for equipment and capital is going to be a business loan. So it will build your business credit. There might be a UCC filing, but it'll build your business credit. So it won't show up on your personal at all. So it won't affect your debt to income ratio and anything with your personal life.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. So if for equipment financing, your credit is average, so we'd probably be able to do something for you on that side of things. So tables, chairs, lights, refrigerators, anything you need to run the business that's physical, we can do equipment financing for you. And for that, those terms are more traditional. It's between 2 to 5 years with monthly payments.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds great.
Yeah. And would you be looking into go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, would you be looking into buying the equipment after you settle down with the building first, or are you going to do both at the same time?
No, well, we're looking to buy equipment. So, even if we did like a lease option, that would work out too.
Okay. Sounds good. And do you have like a timeline on the equipment side?
Probably in the next 9 months.
The next 9 months.
Depending, yeah. Because we have to do a lot of work to the building.
Mm.
So it's a complete build out. So first we got to purchase the building, then we got to gut it, and then we got to pipe everything in and electrical and things like that because it's not a restaurant kind of building. It's office space, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, that's definitely going to be expensive.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So we'll just look at the capital side first, and then once we settle everything down, we'll look at I'll have Olivia reach out to you maybe in a few months once we get everything settled down for the equipment.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So I am going to process everything right now. I'll reach out to you, either me or another underwriter going to reach out to you later on with the terms.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.